One More Chapter presents The Lonely Fajita by Abigail Mann. Read by Kate Louise Okello. Chapter 1. I've come to accept that I am honestly and truly terrible at my job. Like, seriously bad. Until recently, I thought I'd naturally come into my own, like one of those women who gesticulate wildly in front of a flip chart with red nails and swishy hair fresh from the blowbar. I've had jobs where I've been decidedly average, like the bakery gig I had at university. I overstuffed the baguettes. Or the two bar shifts I managed at the campus club. I self-diagnosed sleep deprivation and had to quit. But never wholly incompetent. Ironically, I'm not even earning a wage at this internship, and it's where I feel most out of my depth. I look down at the notes I made on the tube this morning and feel a lurch in my stomach, like I've driven over a humpback bridge. How it's possible to interpret these blunt scribbles into a meaningful report about the past week's social media engagement is entirely beyond me. But last week, I sat through a 3-hour-long webinar on big data without slipping into a coma, so I can surely get through this. When it comes to anything digital, my only saving grace is that my boss Mitchell knows less about social metrics than I do. Which is really saying something. Adam, who has worn flip-flops and a salmon-pink polo shirt throughout winter, is coming to what I think is the end of his presentation. He's slightly sweaty and puffy-looking under the glare of the projector lamp. I shift on my yoga ball, which squeaks like a fart and makes my heartbeat quicken. Suki is the only one who breaks into a smile from across the desks, which had been wheeled in front of Mitchell's glass cube of an office. This is the conference zone, and it's a sign that we have to switch into serious mode. The rest of the time, we're in self-governed workplace allocation, which basically means sort yourselves out and don't fucking bother me. I made progress. Yeah, they were just about tugging me off another meeting next week, so I'll get on that, Mitch. Whilst Adam talks, he pulses his hips. Ugh, if I did that, it would definitely be considered indecent. Last night, Adam took two Indonesian investors to a Hoxton-based craft beer brewery, followed by crazy golf and penalty shots, which, according to him, isn't the reason I was swapped into today's early morning conference call with our developers in San Francisco. My phone, which I've placed over a shopping list I've been writing, buzzes loudly and scurries a centimetre or two across my notebook. This doesn't bother the rest of Lover's 7 employees, who are all scrolling through digitised notes. But it does make Mitchell glance from my phone to my paper, which he looks at with a slight twitch. A few months before I got here, Mitchell gave an impassioned presentation on the necessity of going paperless, influenced in no way by Louis, the successful Stanford dropout and CEO next door, who had done the exact same thing earlier in the week. So thoroughly applied is this new ethos that Rachel, who works on the front desk, meets the postman every morning on the pavement outside and types up anything worthy enough to ping over in an email. As it buzzes once more, because I didn't pick it up the first time, I slide the phone onto my lap and unlock it. In the darkened room, my face is upwardly lit with the light from my screen, and I catch my concertina of chin staring back at me as I accidentally switch the front camera on. I jab at the screen to open my messages and glance up at Suki, who watches Adam with her chin propped up on a fist. Without catching my eye, she gives a slight Mona Lisa smile. Her message reads, "Do you think Adam purposely wore shorts that show his ballsack to best advantage, or is this a happy accident?" I try to suppress the laugh I'm holding in my ribcage and instead trace the outline of my lower lip with my finger in an attempt to look appropriately thoughtful. Rhea, our infuriatingly competent PR manager, starts nodding, so I nod too. Adam clicks through to his last slide, which shows a stock photo of two suited executives grinning like maniacs while shaking hands. He lifts one foot onto a chair that he swiveled round to face him in what he likely thinks is a power pose, but instead causes everyone's gaze to drop 3 feet to his eye-level bulge. I bite my lip and try going back to my grocery list. I don't really feel like adding to it now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?